Oh, the wind carries my name from Snapper Island far away. Welcome to the Going Merry Podcast, the number one One Piece rewatch podcast on the internet. My name is Derek, and I am your host. And as always, I have my two co-hosts with me, Amanda and Whitney. Amanda, how are you?
I'm unwell.
I was gonna say, besides the whole COVID thing.
Yep. Ugh.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's fine. We'll live.
Maybe Whitney will balance it out. Whitney, how are you?
I was gonna say, if she's unwell now, she's worse after that monstrosity, whatever that was. My inner beauty is shining, Derek. Just like another friend of ours from these episodes.
glad to hear it, Whitney. I'm glad to hear it. Garrett, welcome again. How's it going, man?
Rocket Man. I'm doing good. I thought I struggled last time. I'm really gonna struggle today.
Oh.
Oh, come on. You know you're gonna have some fun.
The it's shit gets haywire, man.
Speaking
Wait, wait,
of.
wait. Garrett, you need to introduce our other little guest that we have. This is Salem.
Oh,
This is
hi,
my
Salem.
like the Salem Witch Trials.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Dark.
I'm just making sure we're on the same
That's what I thought.
the other dog, his name is Binks.
Binks.
Zachary
See?
Binks.
Oh, Salem heard that. The ears went up. Like,
Yeah.
who? What's Binks?
She's being needy because she's hungry, but
No, she's really into One Piece.
oh yeah, she's
I
ready to chat it up with us.
can tell. I can tell. She looks like she's having a ton of fun. Her ears are perked up and everything. So Garrett, how I'm curious, where are you at now?
am on episode 670.
670. I figured I was gonna guess 680, so I wasn't too far off.
You're pretty close.
Yeah,
Weren't
that's
you in
pretty.
like the 300s last time we did this?
I was
He's in the.
at like 480, something like
Oh, okay. Well, still.
that. Well, okay, so like literally the day we recorded the podcast, my throat was already like a little scratchy. And I came down with like a week long sickness, and so I just no, Sam, go.
Salem's like, but Luffy.
Yeah, and so there was one day I watched 27 episodes.
Wow.
So
Well, when you're
just
sick, you need some
letting
comfort.
go.
Yeah.
But
My buddy, his name is Peyton, and he's gonna be mad that I told y'all his name is Peyton.
Hi,
I call him
Peyton.
Spud. We met in gaming, and this is gamer tag.
Fun.
But Peyton, he started watching.
He's gonna hate me for saying his name, so I'm just gonna emphasize it.
If all y'all just before you reply, just say his name. He started watching April 8th, okay?
Okay, so a little over a month ago, okay.
He is on episode 495.
Whoa.
Okay, he's fucking flying. Way to
Good job, Peyton.
Nice, Peyton.
Peyton.
That's so far.
Thank you. Thank you for
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you think you're gonna finish before him?
I'm so mad because like he started watching it and I was like I was already on episode like 400 or something like that when he started. And I was like, there's no way you're gonna catch me. And he is making insane pace.
Is he watching filler? Because that could be a big
Oh,
difference.
he's watching filler.
Okay. Okay, I was gonna say, if he's skipping filler, he has skipped like 40 episodes by then.
No,
Damn.
he's watching all the filler, yeah? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It's like I just wanted to make sure.
It's, yeah. He's probably going to catch me by like the end of June.
Probably. I was telling Alex at work, I think you're going to finish the arc that you're on now by the end of the week. Maybe.
Probably. I'm so into it right now. I'm like really rolling.
Okay, so I guess we can go ahead and jump into this week's episodes. 257 to 261 after a small little hiatus we had last week. Amanda, what'd you think of these episodes?
These were very like beating levels on a video game for me.
Okay.
Because it was like going through train cars, fighting different,
I can see it.
villain each time. I'm glad that it sometimes these when they're fighting people, it takes like several episodes to get through it. And these ones didn't seem like it took as long. So I appreciated that we weren't like stuck with, I mean, I think it was maybe two episodes each. Like Ramen Guy was there a couple of times.
Yeah, it seemed like it was like one episode devoted to the fight, and then the next episode devoted to something else while also showing the wrap up of that fight. So it's like an episode and a half or something like that is what it felt like to me.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad at all. And then I guess I was excited to see this version of Usopp because I have seen this before. Like I've seen a picture of him looking like that. So I was wondering
What are you talking
where,
about?
whatever his name is, Sniper
Derek, do
McGee.
not do it. Don't do it, Derek. I know what you're doing.
Usopp is not Sniper King. Like,
Jeez.
I don't know what the hell y'all are expecting, okay? They're
Long
different
nose.
people. You can have a long nose. Kaku has a long nose. That's not Usopp.
I guess. But anyway, I have seen that image of him before, so I was like, oh, here we go. This is that guy. I wonder how long he's gonna stay that way. I like that he did come back and help out in that form. Like, I get that he was being all
I
stubborn
mean,
about still not being involved, and then I'm glad that he
Sniper
didn't
King
just
traveled a long
abandon
way.
ship. Yeah.
I'm getting so many fucking eye rolls from Whitney right now. Amanda literally messaged me about this exact thing. She was like, "He pisses me the fuck off."
Yeah,
And so I messaged him
constantly.
that Amanda messaged me about it. He was like, "What are you talking about? You thought Usopp and Sniper King are the same person?" He's like, "I thought you were better than this."
Mean, they are different people. I don't know. I don't understand the confusion. They're from different places. He
This
literally,
is
he
what we're
clearly
doing.
said that he's Usopp's friend. I don't know what else you want.
This is what we're doing this whole episode.
I knew this was gonna happen when it came on too.
No. And see, I'm only saying this because it is embarrassing how long it took me to realize that it was Usopp.
No.
I mean,
No.
I'm so
Did he
glad that
change his
Whitney's caught
voice?
up. Like,
Like, he
how
did like
long is
do a
it?
completely different, like, hello, this is the Sniper King.
How long is it going to take everybody else to figure out that it's not Usopp? Like, I don't understand the issue.
Okay. Let's
A
move.
while, apparently.
Let Amanda finish.
I didn't have too much else. I mean, I didn't think there was like a ton of moving the story forward, but I'm glad that we at least got through the obstacles in the train cars. So hopefully they can start making some progress on saving Robin after that.
Afterward, yep. Whitney, how about you?
I think Amanda hit the nail on the head when she said video game. That's exactly what I was thinking too, because it was, we know that the further they go to the train car, I think the more formidable the villains get, quote unquote, formidable are supposed to get. So, that's exactly what I was thinking too. And this set of episodes was just they're making their way through all of these enemies to get to Robin and the big bads at the very end, which we see. But yeah, I mean, there were some things that I really liked. There was some humor that I really liked, some things that I noticed that I hadn't noticed before about some characters. Yeah, I mean, they were all right. I'm ready for the big battle though. I'm ready to see. I feel like I really kind of hope that when Luffy gets there, he does not realize that it's Usopp. That like He really thinks he's some cool new character. That would just make my day.
I
And I
mean,
know Garrett and Derek are both stifling.
it's a different character.
Anyway, they know what's going to happen when Luffy gets there, but I just would really love it because, I mean, he's very, not naive is the right word, but like when he learns about the ship Slasher, instead of being worried about him, he's like, oh, that's really cool that he can do that really scary thing. So I feel like he might be like, Sniper King, he looks awesome. Where is Sniper Island? And like, I don't know. That would make me laugh.
In your heart.
What?
I said it's in your heart.
Yes. And it's the voice. The voice is what freaked me out so much because it's a very normal voice. It's not your Usopp scratchy high voice. And so at first I was like,
I will give you one thing though. The voice actor for Sniper King and the voice actor for Usopp are the same voice actor, so that was a good pickup on that one.
I kind of figured that it
Huh.
was, but it's very different. So voice actors don't get enough
They're
credit.
very talented.
They
They
are.
are super talented. Many of them are. So good on him.
Hey, Garrett, how about you?
It's gonna be this the whole pod, isn't it, Derek?
I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I'm just trying to make sure that everybody's on the same page here. I don't know what the fuck you want from me.
When I first I didn't know exactly what was going to happen in the episodes. I couldn't remember. But like once the episodes got rolling, I was like, oh yeah, this is actually a pretty good batch of episodes to pop into. Dog, if you don't fine, come on. There. A lot of good, funny moments in it, and just like funny little things being said, and honestly, like a couple badass moments from each person.
For sure. Completely agreed. I hadn't really thought about the whole video game that y'all were talking about, but yeah, like now that you mention it, it's exactly like that. It was just, laying out levels at the beginning and then making your way through the levels. As far as like Garrett kind of said, plot goes, I didn't feel like the plot was furthered a whole lot here. A couple of, fun fights, but the gags in these episodes were just fucking great. Like, I was dying laughing so many times in these episodes. They were just fun to me. I really enjoyed them. Okay. We can jump into episode 257 now. On one train or another, the Straw Hats continue to haul ass toward Enies Lobby. Sanji, Franky, and Usopp call Nami from the roof of the Puffing Tom. The two share information as Rocket Man barrels toward the massive wave from Aqua Laguna. Luffy and Zoro get up front and send a combo toward the wave, creating a massive hole for Rocket Man to get through. With Sanji still on the phone, Luffy gives him permission to crash the party aboard the Puffing Tom and rescue Robin. Sanji and Franky are ready to fucking go, but Usopp backs down and turns his back on the Straw Hats as well as the captured Robin. Just when Sanji and Franky are discovered by one of the best Marines in the business, their lives are saved by the one and only Sniper King. So, hang on, y'all. I'm gonna need a second here.
What is happening?
Okay, Sniper King
You
is
just
here.
did
We're
like
good.
a
Huh?
chicken dance around the
That
room. What was
was a
that?
lot. That's what's up. Okay, I'm good now. I got it out of my system. Whitney, let's start with you. What'd you think of this episode?
I'm a little frightened. So my very first note, interestingly, is that I love that the transponder snail was in Nami's cleavage.
Yeah.
Hilarious again. And of course, it's Sanji calling. Just imagine if he saw what
My
we
God.
saw.
If he would have known where that's.
Motorboated, that's what he would have done.
He would have been like, whoa. Also, when they were like, I don't know if flashback is the right term, but when they were kind of showing all the carnage that Sanji had caused with all of these bad guys, was it me or were there two guys hanging from the ceiling?
Yeah, yep.
Yikes.
That sounds about right.
Sanji, you macabre son of a bitch. And I also noticed, God, these notes are fucking stupid. All right. I never noticed before how the Frankie family dresses kind of like they're in the BDSM community,
Oh yeah.
which
There's a
is
lot of leather
fine.
straps.
There's a lot of leather suspenders. Do they wear bow ties? Something around, I don't
Yeah,
know.
some of them wear bow ties, yeah.
Yeah, just very cool. I like that. I was really confused about what they were trying to do to this wave and why they thought it was going to work. But I think, especially throughout these episodes, I feel like Zoro's fighting skills have improved, and they were already really, really good, like one of the best in the world. And I feel like he's taught himself how to cut elements, and I don't know if he could do that before, or if this is just something he's worked on
I
since we've been watching.
don't think we've seen him do anything like this before, no.
So it was pretty interesting to me that they kind of just knew it was gonna work. Like they didn't discuss it. They were just like, you ready? Let's go. And they did it. So that's a lot of trust and foresight, I guess. But
Confidence is key.
right. And we know that Luffy has confidence. But it was really interesting when they were talking to Sanji and Luffy's like, well, you know what you got to do now. Go for it. And of course, Zoro's like, he can't do that without us, which, first of all, he probably can. He's probably the second, or I guess the third best fighter you have, maybe, if I don't count Nico Robin. I don't know. But like, at least early days, he was, because we had Luffy. I was really angry at Usopp here. Also, I'm not going to help. It's none of my business. I'm not a Straw Hat anymore, blah, 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 and leaving. And then I wrote, someone comes to help. Sniper King? Question mark.
Thank God he is here.
And that's where I left it in my notes. Nothing else. No other realizations or anything, just that.
Am glad you were right on the money, Whitney. I am.
Yep. Well, I can't wait to tell you what my first note is in the next episode.
I'm curious now. Garrett, what'd you think of this episode?
It was really cool. I mean, I thought it was really funny. I forget her name. The little green-haired girl,
Oh, Chimney.
Chimney. She just like got this big ass smile on her face, eyeballs popping out of her head. They're about to die.
She's so funny. Her and
It's because
Rabbit and Gobe are so fucking funny.
her and Luffy are like the same person, I think.
They are.
And
Yep.
it makes sense that like Chopper was running around screaming with him because like Chopper's about the same age.
Yeah. Somewhere in there. Anything else? No.
No,
No,
this
this
was probably
one?
the most bland episode
Okay.
of the four or of the five.
Okay. Amanda, how about you?
I also enjoyed that little review of Sanji killing everybody in the train cars. I noticed those two people hanging. I don't know. Maybe they did it themselves because they were like, oh shit, this guy's coming.
I feel like that's worse.
I know that is worse. I
That's
don't know.
worse.
Yeah, everybody was screaming again. There was lots of running around screaming, Chopper. It's fine. I get it. They were in peril, so he gets a pass. I was confused about this Marine captain. I forget his name.
T-bone.
Okay, he was like ripping off little shreds of his cape to bandage people's wounds and was like, this will have to do. And he did that a couple of different times. So I was like, is this like a magic cape or something? Like, I don't
Don't
know
think
if there's
it
anything behind that. I just noticed it and thought it was weird. Sniper King and his entire song. I didn't expect it to go on that long. was an entire opening credit scene, but that's fine. And then it happened again later, the next time that they introduced him, which was kind of funny.
Yeah, it did.
Is there a new end credit scene, or did I just miss that from like a little bit ago?
I think there is. Yeah, I
Okay,
think there's a
like
new end credit scene.
the like Kid Robin pink background one. Okay. All
And
right.
actually this might be the last end credit scene we get, because I know they get rid of the end credit scene.
No.
Or like the end song, like they go straight into next week on.
Huh.
Actually recently in One Piece they just brought it back, like all of a sudden, and in like episode 1080 or something like that, they started doing the end credit songs again. But for
Okay.
most of One Piece, there's not that though.
Interesting. All right. That's all I had on that one.
Okay. How about Captain T-Bone? Such a nice man. Like, really, he seems like such a good guy. One of my favorite lines of his. It may not be my arm that's bleeding, but when it's one of my men, it's my heart that hurts the most.
Bird is full on ripped his sleeve off. He's like, here, what do you have?
Then they show him they show him like ripping a couple pieces of his cape off, like Amanda was talking about, and they show him a little bit later, and his cape is just fucking gone.
Least he's trying, I guess.
He's trying so hard. And then so Luffy and Zoro do this awesome combo thing, and Rocket Man comes flying out of this wave.
Rocket Man.
And I was looking at the way that it was like rolling on the tracks, and it reminded me of a roller coaster in Branson, Missouri called the Powder Keg. And it's like and there are a lot of roller coasters that start out similar, where you basically could go 0 to 60 in, 0.2 seconds or whatever. But this one's a little bit different, because like right after you take off, you go up a hill. Because like most roller coasters, when you take off, they shoot you around a corner or into a, into where you're a loop-de-loop or something. To kind of take away that momentum. Powder Keg does not do that. Powder Keg takes you up a hill and over a hill and just takes you right back down. So it feels like the car is being pulled off of the hill by the momentum of all this speed. And that's kind of what I was when I was watching Rocket Man, and I was like watching the curve go down. I was like, oh shit, that's a fucking ride right there. And then yeah, the conversation with Luffy and Sanji, I absolutely loved it. Just completely understanding where Sanji's at, both mentally and the opportunity he has there, and knowing like, look, there's nothing I'm gonna be able to do to stop him from, going after Robin. And if it was me, if it was Zoro, we would all do the same thing. So I'm just going to support him with everything I've got. So I love that that conversation.
Way to be a captain.
Right, yeah, exactly. And then we get our introduction to Wanzi, and I absolutely loved his opening line was, "Shut up, stupid. Your face is in trouble." And then finally, I am fully convinced that this Marine would have killed everybody had it not been for the heroics of Sniper King to shoot him in the face right off the bat. So I'm very thankful that he appeared just in time to save everybody's lives. And now we can go on to episode 258. Usopp's friend, Sniper King, arrives on the scene with a bang. Who knew that Usopp had friends with such style? Sanji lays out a plan while the other two listen. T-Bone and his elite unit of Marines have the three cornered in the last car. The pirate, the degenerate, and the legendary Sniper King from Sniper Island perfectly execute their plan and trap a ton of Marines in the last two cars and detach them. Only five cars left to get through. They quickly plow through car five and make their way into car four to meet the CP7 cook, Wanzi, with his ramen kempo. Garrett, let's start with you on this episode. You're mute on, guy.
Yeah, as soon as I said that, I was like, yep, I'm muted. I tell you what, I was watching these episodes on 1.5 speed. That man talks so fast at 1.5 speed. No, what's the word? Emmy used to use it. Bat Viking Kasi? Yeah, that. Means punchable face.
Yeah. Was it German, Russian? I can't remember.
I think it was German.
Okay.
It's German, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
You didn't like Wanzi?
And the noodles coming out of the nose, like,
Was gross.
nasty.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Awful.
Anywho.
You can imagine how disgusted Sanji is.
Yeah, no. It was a good episode though. Do I have any notes on the episode? I need to pull my notes up. It's probably a smart idea. I didn't start taking notes till like two. Oh yeah. The way that they tricked the Marines and just cut off the cart was pretty funny. Frankie just being like, when Usopp's like hammering the door shut, he's like, "You ever use a hammer in your life? You suck."
And Usopp's not there. We already saw him leave.
Anyway.
Anyways, no, it was pretty funny though. Just cutting a card off like that, and I'm calling him Pork Chop because I don't remember his name. The captain or whatnot. What was his
T-Bone?
name? Oh,
T-Bone?
T-Bone. Yeah, I couldn't remember either.
I was like,
Close enough.
pork chop. But no, that's
He's like 100 years old or
He
like a mummy.
does.
He's very creepy
I don't
looking.
remember if it was this episode or the last episode, but he's like being, I think it was last episode, but he's like being super nice. And they're like, oh. And he like looks at him, they're like, oh, he's still scary though.
Yeah, he definitely looked like a mummy.
It was a good episode though.
Okay. Amanda.
I thought their detaching the train cars plan was pretty clever. So, I mean, that's a good way to get people out of the picture and then, they'll stay out of the picture. I liked that we got a little bit more explanation on Frankie's being a cyborg, and he was explaining that the back of him is not, which I did not realize. I don't know if we were supposed to have had any indication of that before,
Don't
but
think we have, no.
so he just talks about it's just the front of him, and then I think it's this part that he like talks about his little cola fridge in his stomach. They were like, wow, that's really handy. That's great. So nice little callback to the bar scene where we were like, what's happening? Is there's bottles of beverage in there?
Where we met Bluno from the bar?
Yes, that guy.
Yes.
And then he yelled at the child for being in there when Frankie's in there asking for soda. That was pretty
Yes.
funny. Double standards. This fucking ramen noodle guy. So disgusting out of the nose. This is like an absolute desecration of noodles. That's so rude. Noodles are delicious. And then he's just shooting them out of his nose. That's so gross. That's got to be so uncomfortable. Like, if
Worried
you've
about his
ever,
comfort
well,
level?
no, not really that. It's just like, it's uncomfortable to watch, but I mean, ugh, it's gross. That's,
It's like I can
and just,
feel it when I watch it.
yeah.
Like
And
my
they've got to be all snotty and stuff
nose.
too.
And like all he does is put flour in his mouth and just like
Yeah, that too.
screw
That's
his cheeks a
super
little bit.
gross. So his
Ugh.
pasta is just like flour and spit. Ew. Yeah. And
That's
snot.
terrible. I know. Ugh, that's super gross. I did like that the rest of the gang was calling him out on how dumb he was, though. They were like saying that this dude's basically a huge waste of time. His jokes are stupid. His face is dumb. So I was like, yes, I concur. Let's, conquer this guy and move on.
Fair enough. Whitney, how about you?
So my first line for this episode is, It's freaking Usopp. I don't know why
it?
it took me.
I mean, you couldn't be more wrong.
Anyway, what was funny is when they're Frankie and I guess Sanji, if I'm remembering correctly, are discussing like, oh, are we, you know, why is he doing this? It's weird. Like he wants to help, but he's just too proud to like do it as himself. And Frankie says, as long as he stops singing, I guess, which
Yeah.
made me giggle. We had to just we couldn't just leave Polly behind. We couldn't just throw him into the Aqua Laguna because we had to have more of his chauvinist, sexist crap again about Nami getting dressed and the guys like freaking out, like it's a miracle. This is amazing. We see boobies. Like, okay. It's whatever. But I believe Granny says, like, I'll get undressed if you want. And I was like, yeah, Granny. And I can't, I guess they're like, no, it's we don't want that
They
or
were
whatever.
like, please don't.
Yeah. And she said my favorite line ever, if you don't like mature women, it's your loss. Yes, Granny. That's it. And I'm glad that the, I don't know, are they twins? The square haired
Yeah,
girls, whatever.
Kiwi and Mozu.
They gave it back to Polly, which was kind of like the first time anybody had done that. And they were like, if we can't help it, you know, they called him Shy Boy or something. So I'm really glad that they did not accept that bullshit that he was giving. So
When Whitney is joining the Straw Hat Kiwi and Mozu train, she's all aboard.
hell yeah. Hell yeah. It was really cool to find out more about Frankie's cyborg abilities slash state of being because I also did not realize his back was vulnerable. And like you said, don't really think that it was made evident that that was true yet. But he's bulletproof, which is really cool. Oh, I don't know if bulletproof is the right because he does say it hurts and sometimes he bleeds, but it doesn't kill him, at least in the front. So that's really good. That I feel like that'll come in handy if he, in fact, does join. It'd be nice to have like a strong, another strong dude there. And the fridge in the stomach. Listen, if I could make myself a cyborg, I'd put a fridge in my stomach. If you had drinks there all the time, because like I'm the kind of person that's like, do I need a mini fridge in my bedroom?
No,
Would that
for
be nice?
real.
You know, just to put a few little cans in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Wanze. I don't have much to say about Wanze. He was a trip at the beginning. I was like, this is crazy. This is weird. But I feel like it just, not this episode, but the later episodes, it just kept going. And I was like, okay, let's go, Sanji. But I kind of see what they were doing because I knew when they first encountered him, they were like, oh, this guy's not going to be anything. And if as soon as they say that, I'm like, ah, he's going to be harder to defeat than they expect, and that was true. But I feel like a lot of this was meant to just remind us that Sanji is a chef and he takes his art seriously. And he looks, somebody said it earlier, like he does not take kindly to somebody disrespecting food in this way. So that's in a later episode that he kind of figures out how to defeat him and talks about how he doesn't like how he handles his food, but I wish it was just a little shorter, but I'm not mad about it. He was an interesting, funny character. He was a weird one.
For sure. So one of my favorite lines, and I feel like it was an opportunity missed by Toei Animation or by Vizio, whoever did, or Viz, I think it's Viz Animation who does the dubbed audio. Nami or Luffy is shoving a massive chunk of meat into his pocket, and Nami says, "Don't put meat in your pants, you idiot." And I just was waiting for Luffy to go, "Where else am I supposed to put my meat?"
Ew.
Like, it would have been highly suggestive for the adults, but also at the same time, extremely literal for the kids. So it would have worked perfectly.
But also, like later, it shows him like trying to get the meat out of his shorts, and it looks like he's like jerking it there for a minute. I was like, what are you doing, Luffy? And then he gets the meat out, and I was like, oh, that's what he's doing.
That's what he needs his pockets for, is meat. And then you've already kind of talked about the whole Frankie Cola thing. I think one of my favorite moments about that scene was where they're like looking at the cola in Frankie's stomach and everything just pauses. And there's just like this 5 second pause of nothing. And then all of a sudden, okay, the cola thing is really cool. But we'd have to have,
Yeah,
anyway, like I loved the pause. That was so
like
funny.
Sanji's not too good to admit that it is really cool, but we don't have time for this.
And then they're going in, they meet Wansi, and I can't remember because it they did it a couple times. I think it was where Frankie tried to shoot Wansi, because Wansi's got like this really stupid grin on his face. And Frankie tries to shoot him, I think, and he just barely misses. And Wanzi's still got the same facial expression. And they're talking about, wow, that guy wasn't even fazed. And then you just hear Wanzi under his breath, I thought my heart was gonna leap out of my chest. And they did it a couple times, and it was so fucking funny, like hearing the frightened little boy inside of him.
He
And
kind of sounds like Cartman. I don't know. It was like
yeah,
after like a little while, I was like, I think he sounds a little bit like,
a
yeah.
little bit.
No, kitty, it's my nose pasta. Ma'am.
Yeah,
Ma'am.
the Wansi was good. Garen's fucking
Did I
dying over
call
here.
him Wanze? What's his name?
I think
Wanze?
Wanzi, yeah, it's,
Onesie. Wanze.
I know it's WANZEE, so there's two E's at the end of it.
Oh, I thought there was only one. My bad. Not
Nope,
that it
good.
makes a difference, but.
Yeah, nobody cares. Anything else before we move on to 259?
You know what the noodles coming out of the news makes me think of?
Oh, shit.
It's this video I saw a couple years or it was several years ago. I think it's Steve-O, but I might be wrong.
You're probably
Gets like a
right.
really, really long earthworm, snorts it up his nose, and coughs it out of his mouth.
Yeah, that seems like Steve-O.
Sounds like Steve-O.
Nope, I think I'm good. I think I'll pass on that one.
Just watching the video is so uncomfortable, and that's what the noodles made me think of, just in reverse.
All right, 259. Sniper King works out a plan to get to Robin while Sanji takes on Wanzi. On the roof, Frankie is confronted by CP9's newest agent out of CP9, Nero. Wanzi puts on his noodle armor and gets a solid upper hand over Sanji. After a pretty good beating, Sanji turns the tables by picking up a set of kitchen knives to battle Wanzi's culinary combat style. Up at Car One, Sniper King makes his move and is able to make it to the car containing Robin. Amanda, what do you think of this?
I don't have a ton on this one. I don't know how I'm feeling about Sea Weasel.
Oh,
That
okay.
Nero, is that what his name was?
Yeah, Nero, yeah.
Okay. He was like kind of funny, but then I'm like, I don't know if he's funny or annoying. I mean, he looked funny for sure. Like I thought his whiskers were really funny. I liked that at the beginning they kind of recapped where everybody was on the train, like who was left and like
Oh, yeah.
Like who we have to go through. And yeah, I guess I didn't have much else. I liked Usopp's little octopus shoes.
I don't
Whatever.
understand how y'all keep fucking this up.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Sniper King.
It's because you think Sniper King is cool and you hate Usopp, so you don't want to associate them together.
Look,
Oh God, you're so right.
here's the thing, okay? Sniper King is from Sniper Island. Usopp is from Syrup Village. They're from two different places. It's impossible for them to be the same person.
Sir
Like
Eric.
I don't understand the confusion here. I don't know what you I don't know what else you're looking for.
It's
You're
because his whole
connecting.
body is also bandaged, just like Usopp.
That's the common wardrobe for those that live on Sniper Island.
Sure.
Like you just y'all
Sure,
are just
Jan.
connecting dots that aren't there.
How do
Okay.
you explain Robin calling him Long Nose then?
Yeah. She
Really,
knows
did we
what's
ever
up.
accuse Robin of being smart?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
All the
Well, that's our mistake.
She's an archaeologist, man. She's probably got like a secret PhD that we don't know about. Seriously.
So she's an archaeologist, meaning she knows people. I thought that was like a
Archaeologists
anatomy.
don't study people, they study artifacts. Yeah.
Exactly. So she doesn't know.
You know, I'll say this, it's not going to spoil anything, but where I'm at, Robin recently had a part where she just had like a full-on gag moment with the rest of the crew, and it was gold. It was so funny.
Nice.
I
We
love
love.
We do love Robin. Winnie, how about you?
I have almost no notes for this episode. It's embarrassing. This is probably the least amount of notes I've ever had.
I don't have a lot in this one. It was pretty much all fighting from Sanji, so
This is the one I had the most on.
was
It
it?
was a lot of fighting. I was kind of over the fight. I was ready for it to be done. The sea weasel, disappointing that they gave him such a cool name, Nero. That's unfortunate. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like meeting all these villains, I feel like the CP9 villains are just the result of the writer's room taking a bunch of shrooms and coming up with just the craziest villains they could think of. They're like, what about a guy that looks like a weasel and he talks to you when he's been over with his butt facing you? Like, I don't know. I don't know. It was
Mean,
fine. It was okay.
it's fair. Garrett, how about you?
I got a few points I will list off. First off, Luffy like crawling to the front of the sea train is the most Luffy thing ever. And then just whipping out the piece of meat that he's stuffed in his pocket. And bro's just like, this is the best seat in the house. Just like actively risking his life.
Absolutely. He's got to be up front.
That's a special seat.
Yep.
It's just like any boat he's on, he has to be sitting in the front. Chopper making the joke about Zoro being stuck in chimney
Was
back.
so fucking funny.
He starts choking him.
Maybe Luffy's stuck in the ch in Rocket Man's chimney. It happens, right, Zoro?
Zoro's is so pissed off about it.
Was fucking hilarious.
Cause like I didn't even think about it, like, and like I realized it once Amanda was talking about it last week. It's like he did when he got thrown out the window, he landed in water. How did you end up head first in this damn chimney, bro? Like,
He had to have gotten mixed up and thought they were at the bottom of that chimney. Like, that's what I'm telling myself.
and then Sanji being a badass with the knives was cool.
Yeah, that's fun. I like Sanji with knives. I loved that Wansi kept getting distracted by Sanji's eyebrows.
That was funny as
It
shit.
was like they make me dizzy. I think it happened twice, maybe three, I don't know, but anyway, it was funny as hell. Garrett did steal my comment about Chopper making the comment on the chimney, which was hilarious. And I thought it was a great start to the fight with Franky and Nero that Franky pulled the "Hey, what's that behind you?" and then just completely sucker punched him. And now that I'm thinking about it, Franky did say later, "Hey, you haven't been hit by me yet," when he did hit him right off the bat. So Franky's a damn liar.
Well, and I think we've seen in these episodes, especially, Frankie's not super intelligent.
That's fair.
They do kind of make fun of him a bit about being dumb. And I don't know if he's dumb, but he's just kind of
Yeah.
You know,
I get what you mean. Yeah,
yeah,
just a little
eh,
man.
just a little,
Okay, anything else before we go to 260? Because I know, yeah, none of us had a lot of notes on that one.
yeah.
Nero figures out Frankie's weak point is his back. Sniper King fills Robin in on the current situation. Even after laying everything out, Robin continues to refuse the help of the Straw Hats and Sniper King. Corgi barges in and notices that Robin is acting pretty strangely. On the roof, Nero thinks he has the upper hand until Frankie goes centaur mode. Back on Rocket Man, they finally catch up to the two cars that were detached from the Puffing Tom. With one quick sword draw, Zoro slices the car into pieces, clearing the path for Rocket Man. So yeah, one of my favorite Frankie bits of all time is his invincible shield of I'm just gonna lay down on my back. Again, I think about that scene all the time because it's so fucking funny.
It's so funny.
And then a little bit later, when he does the centaur mode, and Nero's like, "It's backward. Your head is supposed to be in front, not your crotch."
I think crotch is one of the funniest words in the
Such a
world.
funny word.
Like, I was standing up and walking around my bedroom doing something and watching at the same time, but when he said crotch, I just stopped and looked and just laughed at the TV. I love it.
Sniper King is so incredibly wise here talking with Robin. And just based on the short time he spent with Sanji and the determination he has shown and knows what kind of Captain Luffy is and that the Straw Hats will go to the ends of the earth to rescue Robin.
How does he know what kind of captain he is? They get introduced in the later on.
Huh?
Sniper King, he introduces himself to Luffy later on. They've never met. How does he know he's a good captain, Derek?
Because he's talked to Usopp and Sanji from being around both of them. He just
Mm.
understands by being around these two, well, one fine gentleman.
Gotcha.
He just
Gotcha.
knows what kind of captain it is based on that.
Well, that was the quickest conversation with Usopp ever because he appeared immediately after Usopp left.
Well, so they met before. It's just yes, but yes, they did switch places there. Like Sniper King went out of his way to come and help a woman that he doesn't know. Okay.
Usopp just like every day on the Mary, just like every night on the Mary, he just like calls up Sniper King real quick, like his mother. And he's
Yeah,
like, "Hey,
just a quick phone
Luffy
call.
did this today."
Yeah.
He pulls the transponder snail out of his cleavage and
But I did love this the speech from Sniper King here. Again, notice he is talking about the Straw Hats as they, because he's not a crew member. Don't you get it? They aren't so weak that they need you to worry about them. What were you thinking? Accepting such a stupid deal before talking to the rest of your crew. Do you think that they'd be happy to go on knowing that one of their friends has thrown their life away for them? Now that they know why you left, they will follow you to the depths of hell if they have to, and they will bust every skull they can on the way there. You don't get it, do you? That's the kind of guy Luffy is. So, yeah.
I think, can I interrupt for a second?
Yes.
I think that Usopp is talking to himself a little bit here. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't
Don't.
understand where the
Don't.
confusion is, Winnie.
Okay, Garrett and Amanda, I feel like Usopp is telling Robin this, correct? But
No.
I feel like he's Derek, I'm not talking to you. And I feel like he's telling himself that a little bit. Like, don't you realize Luffy would go to the ends of the earth for you? You were being an idiot. You need to get it together. Because obviously he's made this decision to come back, no matter how he's come back as someone else, but he cares enough still to fight this fight and try to save Robin as best he can to do his part. I feel like that was a little to him, like, you idiot, stop being stupid and realize that they're going to help. That's
Yeah,
just
I
me.
think so. Makes sense.
That was a really stupid comment. I mean, you just whatever. Galley Law and the Franky family reenacting Luffy and Zoro's combo against a wave or whatever was so fucking funny. When and like those the three that got me were the ones that acted like they were the wave. They were like, whoa. Oh man, that was yeah. And they did it a couple they did it a little bit later with Zoro too, which also made me laugh. And then I had to look this guy's name up because I keep talking about him and I felt bad for not knowing his name because they never say his name. His name is Lulu, the guy with the colic that keeps pushing it back into his head. And it every time we see it, it just gets slightly more and more ridiculous. And it was just cracking me up. So in this particular time, he pushes it back into his head. And it comes out of Chopper's face.
All right, that's enough.
They did it again later, and it comes out of one of the guys from Frankie family. It comes out of his nose.
I could not have that guy around me.
I don't know. It was fucking funny. I like how bad it's getting. Garrett, let's go to you. What'd you think of 260?
260 was really it was good. I mean, it's pretty standard episode, but my favorite part from the episode was definitely, or well, this is this one where Zoro chopped it in half?
Yeah, he chops the train in half here. He
That
hasn't
part
fought
was
T-Bone yet.
really cool. And then freaking laying on his back, that part killed me. But Usopp's speech, like, it was a really good speech.
Listeners, I am so sorry for all the misinformation you are getting here. I really am.
Three against one.
I mean,
Do
that
you
doesn't mean you're
remember?
right.
Do you remember earlier in the episode, somebody makes a comment, one of the episodes, I can't remember who even says it, but they're like, don't use the same joke twice. Remember that? Somebody said that in these episodes.
Yeah, they did.
They did. So take advice
I mean, I
from
would
One
take that
Piece.
advice if it was a joke. It's not a joke.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Garrett, continue.
I'm gonna fight you.
I mean, I didn't have too much on this episode, other than Zoro chopping the train in half. I mean, that was pretty much the big part of that episode.
Okay. Just pretty much Zoro and the Franky and Nero
But
fight, and that's about
it
it.
was really cool. Like, just and everyone on the train is just freaking out, and Luffy's like, "Hey, homie's got it back there."
Yeah, we're fine. Get the fuck over it. Amanda.
This was such a silly episode. I don't know why this was the first note that I had, but Noodle Guy saying, "What am I, an onion?"
I do remember
That
that.
was very funny. I'm glad that Sanji was chopping him up, though. That was good for him, using a new method of weaponry besides his kicks, because those weren't really seeming to do very much. And then the whole centaur thing was really funny with it being backwards. Just this is like such a deep cut, and like most people that I've talked to lately have no idea what I'm talking about. But back in the day, there was, if anybody listening is a Harry Potter fan, there was this group of kids from the University of Michigan who put on like a parody of Harry Potter as a play, and it's only available on YouTube, and because it's so old, the quality is really bad. But it's called The Harry Potter Musical, and they also made a sequel. And they're, you know, how there's like centaurs in Harry Potter, and they just like made that very funny. It was like a guy dressed in like tights with no shirt, and then they attached like a tiny little horse, like a stuffed horse, to the back of him, so like for the butt. And then he would like gallop out on stage, and everybody was like, "Whoa, behold, A centaur. That's all I could think about during this part. But like, I have asked a couple of my friends who like Harry Potter in the last few days about it, and they were like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So if you're an old person like me, maybe you also know. And then I think Luffy was looking for Sanji, but he had a little he was like, oh, Sanji, are you in here? And then he whispered, or Usopp. And I thought that was really
Yes.
cute. I'm like, oh, he's still thinking about him. That's nice. And then, of course, I liked the Zoro slicing the train in half. Somehow he didn't hit any people that we could tell. Don't know how he avoided that, but good for him if that's the case.
Yeah, good for him leaving those people alive just to drown at sea alone. Whitney, what's up?
I feel like, okay, as much as I was ready for the fight to end between Wanzi and Sanji, I did think that Noodle Nail Knockout was a pretty cool fight move. Just the name of it, not really the action. Noodle Nail Knockout. It was also really cool to see in these episodes exactly what Franky can do. Like, it was a showcase of his abilities. He spits nails. Where did he get nails? Does he just have them inside of him? Does he always have them, or does he have to restock them like his soda? Like, are they part of his cyborg parts? I don't know.
So
But
you think
the
like maybe if he spits a certain amount of nails, his leg falls off or something?
right, like, are they coming out of something? I don't know. The when he lays down to become invincible, quote unquote invincible, Nero, the weasel guy, says, "That's so stupid, I don't even have a comeback," which was pretty funny and accurate. Love the centaur bit. It looked very uncomfortable the way he was standing. It's just unsettling. But I already said, I mean, we talked about Zoro's sword work and the fact that he can now cut a ship in half, which I don't know if he could do that before. I don't think we've seen him do that before. We know in the live action at least that Hawkeye has cut a ship in half. So I think he's moving on up, maybe looking for a rematch sometime soon. Don't know if that's happened yet. Garrett's eyes just got really big. But we will see. I feel like Zoro's been very disciplined and trying to do what he says he's going to do.
Okay. Garrett, I'm sorry. I can't. Have you already talked on this episode? My bad. I don't think you have you?
260 when he lays on his back, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking.
Okay, cool. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember now. My bad.
Yeah, you've asked me to go last every single time. Just so you know.
Bullshit, I've gone last every time, except for
You
this
went
time.
first on this episode,
Yeah, on
though.
this one I went first, but on the others I went last.
Well, you know.
Rocket Man approaches T-Bone standing on the tracks in front of them. Zoro easily cuts through T-Bone, and again, the speeding train continues on without skipping a beat in the face of any obstacle. With a few final kicks, Sanji finishes off Wanzi and beats the beautiful right into him and sends him flying into Car 2, where Rob Lucci and the other CP9 agents await. As Sanji walks toward the government agents, Franky smashes Nero through the ceiling. Fine, Whitney. Go.
It's gonna be underwhelming. When they mentioned that there was someone waiting who can cut sea kings in half, I didn't realize it was gonna be the guy we'd already seen. I was interested. I was like, who's
No.
this gonna be? Ooh. I was like, is it Hawkeye Mihawk? Is that who it is? I hope so. But it wasn't. It was the ship slasher, which I have to say very slowly because I feel like I'm gonna get tongue-tied. Like the hash
The
slinging slasher.
shit. The shit slasher.
A ship slasher. And yeah, they got rid of him pretty quick. But what was funny to me was Zoro immediately taking a nap after doing his job.
Yeah.
And this is where Wanzi gave us, "My inner beauty is shining." I love that quote. And I just really like the way, you know, Sanji, for all his faults, is really fucking cool. He walks into that last train car, lights one up, doesn't even look at him. You know, he's got his head down. I was like, God, he's cool. He is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really liked that whole entrance that he had. And the one that made me laugh right before Frankie comes through the roof of the train car because he's fighting with Weasel guy. He says, "Why don't you tell me what you want written on your gravestone, brother?" And all I could think of was Hulk Hogan. "Tell me, brother."
That's
Frankie
fair.
is
I can
Hulk
see
Hogan,
it.
confirmed.
That's who's going to play Frankie in the live action. It's going to be Hulk Hogan.
It better be. Mustache and all.
That would be fucking hilarious.
Just with a blonde or a blue wig, but still with the long blonde bowl cut, like skullet that he's got. Yeah.
That would be really funny.
Tell me, brother.
Amanda.
This was the episode that I had the least amount of notes on. I just wrote more fighting, and that's all that I wrote. Was this the episode where Wansi kept getting his face messed up and he was like, "Oh my God, I look horrible."
Yes.
That bit was pretty funny, but I'm glad we wrapped him up. And yeah, I also thought Sanji looked really cool going into that last car.
Can't wait to see what's his face do that in real life. Ugh,
Yes.
why do I
Taz.
tag Taz? Yeah, ugh. Whew.
Garrett, how about you?
I am right there with Whitney and Amanda. The stare down from Sanji to CP9 is just it's so cold-blooded, like.
Yeah. For sure. I love it.
That's honestly the only note I have on this.
Okay. I didn't have a lot either. The one thing that I did think was really funny, it was they're building up T-Bone like, oh my gosh, this guy took out a fucking Sea King and he's the ship slasher and all this stuff. Like, I don't know how Zoro's gonna beat this guy. And then Zoro just finishes him in one fucking hit. Like,
That was badass.
I remember watching this, like all of these scenes for the first time and like seeing this fight, and I'm like, okay, here we go. Another fight like the Wansi and Nero fight. It's gonna be an episode or two before this wraps up. Nope, fucking done in 2 seconds. So I was like, okay, fucking sweet. And then one of my favorite bits in the entire show is surgically rearranging bone structures with his feet to make people beautiful. So yeah, I love it. I love it so much. Just
The way that Wanzi's eyes got like the little stars in them
yes.
when he looked, quote, pr pretty, I guess, you
Yeah.
know, I forget.
I love Sanji beating the beautiful into people. It's hilarious. Okay, I don't have anything else. Ready for extra credit chip?
Yeah,
Okay.
brother.
Quotes. Anything? No? Cool.
Done
Pirate
did it.
pal.
You know it's gotta be my boy Wanzi. And the picture I found of him was pretty good. Like kind of like his entrance to the show with his little dining cart and his little skates up in the air behind him.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the skates. The very precarious only two wheel skates.
They're almost like pizza cutter wheels,
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
guess.
It was hard to
And
tell if they were sharp or not, like actual, like you said, pizza cutters.
But what was interesting, and I noticed that in one of the fights, is he kind of comes at Sanji really fast, and he's got like abs of steel, and he does in this picture as well. I can't turn it correctly, but he's got an 8-pack, buddy. So good for you.
A manifestation.
I think I would like for the rest of the group to kind of just come back together because they've been separated for quite a while.
For a bit. Okay.
Do
Fair
we
enough.
not go through this like a lot? Like we'll
Yeah.
separate it and we're like, we need them to get back together, or we'll have like a few weeks where we're like, it's just fighting, it's just fighting, and then we'll have some huge crazy thing happen and
That's
fall into
absolutely fair.
Hey,
Yep.
what? The crew never stays together. Never.
Yeah. But it feels good when they come back together for a minute.
It's true. Yeah, both of those are very true statements. Piece of shit. Who's up?
Wanzi.
The hash-slinging slasher.
Usopp just fucking left Robin there. Like, oh, pieces, bitches, I'm out.
Pieces, bitches.
Yeah.
Derek, I don't want to have lunch anymore.
He's busy those days.
Yeah, I'm busy.
I'm free never.
I'm not going to Springfield.
Don't know, Nami didn't do shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. She talked to Sanji on the snail phone.
Yeah, I mean,
And she bonded with Kiwi and Mozu.
did she? I don't remember that.
They
What?
bought
She didn't say
they
anything. They're the ones that took old Polly down.
Yeah. And she was just there with them, so
I gotta go Wanzi or whatever his name is. I hate that dude.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I could do
he was
that
kind of
too.
crap. He was kind of crap.
Right, MVPs. Sniper King.
Yeah, Sniper King.
Yes. Usopp.
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 Yeah.
The octopuses.
We that was Sniper King.
It was the octopuses.
The octopuses. I could give it to the octopuses on Sniper King's feet.
Or the Kiwi, what's their faces?
Kiwi and Mozu. I could give it to
Putting a
Kiwi and
man in his
Mozu.
place. Yeah.
I could definitely give it to Kiwi and Mozu.
I don't know. Zoro was pretty great.
Yeah.
Zoro was actually really clutch several times.
He was good
Yeah.
in these
He
episodes.
really was. Frankie did all right too. I don't know. This one's hard. Like Sanji and Frankie and
Is.
Zoro, they were all putting in work.
Because Zoro cut the wave, he cut the ship, and he took down what's his face.
The slasher.
Yeah.
He did. He did all those things.
Sniper
Sanji
King
helped them
went out of his
die.
way.
I'm going with Zoro. That's my vote. My vote's on Zoro.
Sniper King went out of his way to come and help someone he doesn't know. Then he saved everybody's lives by taking out that one ridiculously strong Marine. He
We're
was the
about
one
to
that came
lose
up the plan.
the one listener that we have.
He came up with
Annabelle
the
is going
plan
to
to
stop
get to
listening.
Robin. And he kind of talked Robin out of her shit a little bit.
Are you sure?
No,
I
I'm
don't
not
know if
sure.
she's talked out
I'm
yet.
not sure on that one.
I don't think she's talked out yet. I think Luffy's going to do that.
Luffy's gonna do it? Okay.
Yeah. Or Nami, maybe. Or Chopper. Somebody with a little.
Somebody that like actually knows her and not a random person that she's never met before.
Somebody with a little tact, I think. Do you know what tact is, Derek?
I do.
You sure?
Yeah.
Maybe your alter ego knows what tact is.
I don't know what the fuck
Jesus.
you're talking
I
about.
cannot anymore. I cannot.
I picked Zoro just so we can get off of this
Zoro.
conversation.
Zoro for like the
Okay.
20th time, MVPs.
And next week, episodes 262 to 266. Anything else before we head on out of here? No?
No.
Garrett, thank you so much for coming back on. It's been great having you back.
Once again, thank you for having me on this very fun show. I always enjoy it.
I'm glad.
And thank you to Salem too.
Yeah.
That was the second time that was Binks.
Oh,
Thank
thanks.
you. Thank you for your input.
And listeners, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Going Merry or no. What the fuck? Man, it's been 2 fucking weeks since we recorded, okay? At Going Merry Pod. Right? Yeah, that's it.
Fucking know. I
And
never say
you can also email us. Watch, I'm giving everybody the wrong fucking shit. You can also email us at strawhatpod@gmail.com. Whitney?
Straw what?
You can also support the show by leaving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. It really goes a long way with us. It makes us feel special. And we're glad to hear that that you're enjoying the show too. So, let us know. And I hope everyone has a great week. See ya.
I hope you
Bye.
enjoyed your shout out, Peyton.
Yeah,
Bye,
Peyton.
Peyton. Bye, Peyton.
From Sniper Island, far away. When I take aim, it's straight at you.